Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 15th. Today's word is founder, spelled F-O-U-N-D-E-R. Founder is a verb that means to make or become disabled or lame. It can also mean to give way or collapse, or to become submerged or sink. Founder also means to come to grief, to fail. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Detroit News by Michael H. Hodges. If you adore New York City, you can't stand Los Angeles, and vice versa, or so the myth goes. But the Jennifer Aniston-Justin Theroux marriage, according to People, may have foundered on just that urban divide. The word founder comes from Middle English, the word foundren, meaning to send to the bottom or to collapse. That word came from the Middle French verb fondre, and ultimately from the Latin noun fundus, meaning bottom. When something founders, it usually hits the bottom in one sense or another. A foundering horse, that is, a disabled one, is likely to collapse to the ground. When a ship founders, it sinks to the bottom of the sea. Founder has a broader figurative sense, too. If someone's marriage or career is foundering, it isn't doing well, and is therefore headed downward. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.